Well, hi, this is Mama D, and you are listening to Coffee, Tea, and Mama D. First off, because I'm in the mood, Russell Watson, Amore Musica, I'll Walk with God.
This day on, His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble
say,
He's helping.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you folks. This is a hard week for me. This is the first year that we are without Dad on his birthday. And his birthday is November 3rd, just coming up. And for some reason more these last few days than even in the last couple of months, I miss him. Odd times, really. I really notice that he is not there at odd times. And it makes me sad. It's not even that I would have necessarily gone to see him when I was thinking about him. But right now, it's just that I can't go to see him. I am unable to do that. And the sense of loss is keen. I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about my mom and seeing her kind of struggle with this the last little bit. And I think about how hard it must be for her. How hard this must be for my mom. They had been married for almost 47 years. How keenly I notice this loss. God. How difficult it must be for her. How strong this simple sense of loss must be for her, especially now. There's a lot more Russell Watson.
I know that you'll be there for me.
Now, I do not want this show to be all maudlin and sad because, hey, Dad, he really lived his life. I think he slid into home plate and he was done. He had run hard, long, and squeezed every ounce. Every little drop out of his life. And I think he slid in the home plate and shouted, "Hoo-wee! What a ride!" It's what I plan to do. But hey, still, I miss his physical self. Here's Ann Murray.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see sky of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." I hear babies cry, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself,
tender kiss,
the memories you gave me.
Add one stolen night of bliss,
the memories you gave me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this.
The memories you gave me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Then add the wedding bell, one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor with
sweet, sweet
his blessings from
you
above.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love through life. Man,
sweet, sweet
memories
you gave
are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Man, sweet, sweet.
Well, we moved this weekend, Rob and I, and, well, it feels like home, really home, for the first time. Even though I have no idea where my clothes are, and I have no idea where a lot of stuff is, I know where Rob is. And where the cat is. And for the moment, it's enough. Well, usually it's enough, but yesterday morning when I couldn't find anything to wear, that was a different story. And Rob, well, he just watched me run around like a maniac, all wild-eyed, going, "What am I going to wear? Huh? Could you tell me? What am I going to wear?" And worst of all, especially for a man, "Does this look okay?" God, poor Rob. Oh, poor guy. I keep telling him it will get better. But right now, well, still stress time. I mean, hey, think about it. We have just moved. I changed jobs. And it's Dad's birthday. And Christmas. God bless it. It's just around the corner. Man, if I could sell stress, I would be very rich. Here's the little Susan Anglicar, Song of the Land.
Shines, and across the tundra, slow rivers wind, where love lives forever and dreams never die. Somewhere there's a land for you and I. Somewhere there's a land where the snow softly falls. Thank you.
So we moved, right? And the cat is freaked. Well, okay, maybe not as bad as some cats. He's sort of stopped being slinky cat. You know, the cat that kind of runs around along the floor, kind of skitters around on legs that are half the size of normal. Half the size, quarter of the size of normal. Just these itty bitty little legs, just, you know, slinking around, belly on the ground, looking which way, this way, that way. Because, you know, something that eats cats is bound to be out there. Because it's a weird place. and the furniture, even though it smells the same, it's just in different spots, and there's more room, and you know, it's just different. But, you know, he has discovered some pluses, new windows to the world that are better than the old ones, because these ones are up higher. Now, Rob noticed that he only comes out when he hears my voice, and otherwise he hides under the bed or in his special kitty cave. We have a special kitty cave for him. He has sort of started eating again. Well, mainly only treats if I hand feed him. But, you know, it's only been 4 days, so really, he's doing pretty good. And these are all good signs. And, you know, I've stopped using that special calming spray that I picked up at that huge pet place. And, you know, Rob and I hope to make a big push on the unpacking for this weekend, but I'm afraid that may not happen because, well, the Sonic Boom Awards are on Friday night, so, and then Saturday, Mom wants to go out to the cemetery and put this, you know, this special flower arrangement out on the headstone. And then on Sunday, there's a special service at church, and you know, like, if you're thinking about me, really think good thoughts, because I'm supposed to sing, and frankly, I feel a cold coming on. Here's a little more Susan Unglicar, Searching.
I'll help you through, I'll help you see.
Well, that should be about it. Sorry about the lack of content, folks, but, you know, some days, well, let's just say no access to good material because the house that we live in is still under construction. Rob and I are adjusting to more time with one another and our first real home together. And the cat, well, he's just a little skittish, but he too is adjusting. Now that he can look down on the rest of the world, well, he's far more superior, and there's this squirrel that likes to run back and forth along that telephone wire in front of the house. That makes for good watching.
Standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come rolling
to take my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? Oh, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I said to the undertaker, well, undertaker, drive real slow for this lady you are holding. Lord, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home sky, Lord, in the sky. But I will follow close behind her. I'll try to hold up and be brave, but I could not. I hold my soul broken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Here's a little more Susan Anglicar. Now, before I sign off, remember, tonight, Hotter Than Hades, The Hoother, be there. Come out and see what is hotter than Hades. I bet you it's Carrie. Hotter than Hades. Woohoo! And then Friday night, Fed Hall, University of Waterloo, the Sonic Boom Awards. Lots of great entertainment. It's going to be a great night, folks. Come out. Special deals. It's a cheap night. And have some fun with us. The Sonic Boom Awards, they'll also be presenting last year's Matt Osborne winner will be performing, and she'll be presenting the award to this year's Matt Osborne Award winner. And with that in mind, I'm going to close out with a little Languid Lotus from In Bloom. I'm going to play Imogene, and then off the same CD, a little Organic Groove, Spirit. Anyway, folks, ciao, Bella. Love you.
She was brought in with a battered heart. Someone said it had been jumped on. Church said it was broken. No words left to be spoken. So we hooked Imogen up. We fed her brain's liquid motivation straight through her veins. Taking back her vanity, taking back her sanity, wheels in motion, imagine. And when the grog had lifted, she came to when the smog had lifted, and despite her naked's eye view, she had war wounds, boot marks. She was gifted, really, though. Vision 2020, oh Imogen. Offered drugs by some pill-pushing thugs, white coats and corduroy. Recycling lines for Imogen to enjoy. Oh boy, boy toy, boy toy. The prescription for tomorrow was filled today. Taking back her vanity, taking back her sanity, wheels in motion, imagine. Meds dispensed, Imogen convinced. She must never, ever, ever be in the company of heart stompers again. Hyped up on momentum, Imogen, emotion, imagine. A dose of spite tossed in for good measure, for added pleasure. Holding a finger to the sky, strutting her erection way up high. Taking back her vanity, she saw what there was to see. Wheels in motion, avoiding a calamity. Imagine. Taking back her sanity, turning to walk away. Imogen stopped in her tracks and started to say, hey, thank you, thugs. Thank you for the drugs and the meal of momentum by IV. Thanks for wearing corduroy and letting me recycle lines. Oh boy, boy toy. I finally see it's injurious to be in company where heart stomping is the dance. I'm in motion, I'm out of that trance, and look, I found my sanity. Thanks again for the meal of momentum by IV. At last, I am free. I am free, free, free. Done like dinner, Imogen left the space. She turned on her heels, disappeared without a trace. Emotion, imagine. Didn't care to look back. She carried her vanity. She didn't care to see the potential catastrophe. Without that meal of momentum, by IV. Health card, please. Imogen, emotion, imagine.